Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Experience travel the way it's meant to be. Fully guided and extraordinary.
Anishtan Fila Umrochuk, Theo Dorgan Lum, Theo Fulgeroth Armagin.
Il Mahagat.
Poet, writer, lecturer. You're in studio with me to tell me all about this online hedge school you're involved in called Skull Scartcha. What is Skull Scartcha?
Skull Scartcha is quite an extraordinary idea, actually. It's an idea of Cathy Scottson. I believe Manachan Magan, who's a marvellous man, was involved in setting it up as well. It's essentially, it's an online school modelled on the old hedge schools because it doesn't have an organised faculty, it doesn't have a base. It's online. And it consists of a series of 9-week courses of immersion in the language, as much of it as you have, the culture, history, tradition, or inheritance, basically. It put people back in touch with our Irish inheritance. And at a time when everything is globalised and flattened out, we're beginning to realise that what's particular to us is what's most important. I came to a school, as I'm sure you did, we were being beaten to death with grammar. We forgot. We weren't taught this is about communication. Mm. This is about saying things, reaching back into the well of our own ancestry, drawing on it, our particular ways of speaking, our frames of reference. And people are beginning to come back to that now and realise that the language is an ecology, that it gathers in our ancestors, it gathers in the places. Like every field in Ireland has a name.
Mm.
And the name explains it. The English name isn't even a translation in most cases. Most Irish places, their name in English, it's not even an English word.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember the great hedge school story of us was Brian Freeland translations?
Yeah, remind me.
UC made of that. Well, the British Army arrived in to do the Ordnance Survey, and the local peasantry in Donegal, they don't have much English, but they're fluent Greek and Latin. Which the English soldiers, the officers don't have. They think it's all speaking Irish, they're in Latin and in Greek. So the hedge schools kept our memories alive, they kept our culture alive. And this is a contemporary electronic or digital version of it, if you like.
And who's it aimed at, Theo? I mean, is it mostly geared towards the diaspora or not?
There's a big orientation towards the diaspora because there's a habit there of trying to keep in touch with Ireland or discover Ireland in the case of third and fourth generations online. But then our own, who have gone to Australia, America, Canada, wherever, sometimes by choice, and they're dead right. Everybody should travel as much as possible while they can.
Mm.
Some by necessity. But as the world becomes more and more globalised, people begin to realise that, you know, it's the native plant is what really matters. If the Irish language were a plant that grew only here, the entire country would be up in arms protecting it.
Yeah, so true, you know, Theo. Listen, I suppose also a lot of it is about identifying what heritage means to different people and how to access
and
it.
And a different kind. And that's one of the strengths of Skull Scartcha is there's no ideology behind it. Everybody's exploring and discovering at the same time. And it's pick and mix. If you're particularly interested in music and the history of a song, say, or, you know, the particular fiddle styles of Sligo or Tralee or wherever, well, you can dip in and out of it for that. And they have some marvellous contributors. A mannequin used to, you know, did a lot to get it shut up. Cathy Scott herself, of course. And the curtain session starting on the 3rd of April and running to May 29th. You've got the likes of Kevin Whelan, Jenny Ní Rochelle, Anne Marina Corrine, a wonderful poet. Cáit Ní Rian, Lilith O'Leary, a very, very good Shannon singer who I think doesn't get his due. Michael Keegan Dolan, the choreographer. So it's a very widespread. And it allows people to immerse themselves in the language. You know, ta cúpla focal a gachéine. Agus ta comas lórtha gaelge a gachéine más gá. So everybody can speak Irish to some extent.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to go into it. And if you can go in as deeply or not, as you wish. But it's about building community as well, a community of common interests and sharing things and learning new things without the stress or duress of exams.
Yeah. You know? And language, it's a huge part of that for you always, isn't it? You always urge people to think afresh about our language. I suppose, as you say, that to let go of the hang-ups of how it was taught. Where did you get your own fluency from?
I did all my schooling. I only have school Irish, but I'm stubborn and I wouldn't let it go.
Good man.
Partly because in secondary school, the brother in charge of the particular subsection of our school really disliked me. And possibly he had reason to. But anyway, I was a poor...
Why did he dislike you?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't like the cut of me. I'm too independent-minded, I suspect. But he had this thing that only Dini Ushla decent people spoke Irish. And it drove him mad that I was fluent. And so I kept it going. Purely out of divilment and rebelliousness. Not spite, just rebelliousness, okay. You know. And of course, I realised that very early, you can say things in one language that can't be said in another. Like, we don't have a word for the French, an equivalent really in English for gentillesse, that lovely word, French word. Like, gentility is wrong. Gentleness isn't quite right either, you know. And so we have so many words in Irish.
Ascoeg am hampla?
Yeah, surach. Dinasurach, somebody who's mean and miserable and probably smelly in a metaphorical way.
Okay, I love this word.
But it's a lovely word, dinasurach, you know. Yeah. Like musk is surach. There's something really nasty about someone who says that our civilization is falling apart because of there's too much empathy. That's the sort of thing dinasurach would say, you know. Yeah. Too much empathy.
It's a great word.
Dear God.
So if you want to invite people into this online hedge school, what is your approach and how are you going to teach them in a way, I suppose, that will make them love and appreciate love and appreciate?
I have no idea how I'm going to. I'm only just a guest contributor to the next series, and starting on the 3rd of April. But what Kath asked me to do is, 2 years ago I had a long poem called Eru Agus Amargin. Eru and Amargin. It's about Amargin, the so-called first poet in Ireland, the Milesian poet who comes to Ireland. And say, you probably remember from school, you know, I am a stag of seven tines, I am a salmon in a pool at evening. He names the land as a way of taking possession. But my beloved Paula said to me one day, we were asked, would we write a script for
your
a film?
Your brilliant poet wife, Paula Meehan.
Best poet of our generation. I'm in awe of her. Yeah. Anyway, she said, well, Ariana, said, the two of the Danann would have had their own poets. And she was probably a woman. So we were going to write the script for a film, but the film didn't get funded, as 95% of films don't. And it went away, and I was making another desperate attempt to clean up my desktop, and I found the notes we'd made. And what we decided was that she would speak Irish and the incomer would speak the foreign language, so English. And that was as far as we'd got. So I dug it out and I said, listen, do you want to keep going? I know, I said, you have it. So I wrote this big long thing, and Cullum Machanumara,
lovely column.
Genius, yeah, loveliest of men.
Yeah,
Cullum set it to music, and it was commissioned then by Kilkenny Arts Festival. And it's about immigration, and it's how about the new people become the people of the place, and the people of the Tuatha went underground, but they're still with us. And in fact, I think Tuatha ideas and Tuatha sense of the totality of things is resurfacing.
So who are the current Irish language poets, Theo, you'll talk about? And what's so fresh about what they are doing?
Oh, there are so many. Afric McKay, Doreen Ní Cineadh, Oinne Ní Glynn, Nuala Ní Gonal, still that great woman. Sorachan Ní Éigh. Interestingly enough, nearly all women. Are women.
Isn't that great?
There's a very, very strong resurgence of poetry.
Came for
women. Ní Higgin. Nilisgum. Well, dating a rock or Arng Loon, so I could say probably our generation set the agenda. We fought the battles.
Sure.
And now there's a fantastic generation coming through in Irish and in English of women who take these things for granted. It doesn't mean they think there aren't battles still to be fought and victories to be defended.
Have you something you can read for us today to show the kind of material you're going to be covering on the course?
Well, the whole idea behind Eru and Amargin is we know that the Milesians came to Ireland from Galicia. And the conceit, if you like, of my version of it, which of course I'm going to now claim as the actual true version of it,
of course,
is that he was brought here by music and he is drifting into shore, and the Tuatha De Danann princess poet awakes, and she says, Bean imagine Gutnanayan. Beener ra titum tren, town arganiv. Beener majin glug lani, a machlan aher. Bean soon three maher. Linner of rakasaling, linner argaha oglig, linner is sule ish, linner o reld na majine. Suivness a scarf we crown, suivness a gair a lemnach, suivness a goch na haun, suivness a sunshan na galicha.
Intak Theo. Yeah, that was really beautiful. Gurv Mila Mila Mahagat, Intak Jaslart Latigoni. All the details about Skull Scorcher Bio, which will be on Thursdays in April and May, is on the Trailblazery website. That's thetrailblazery.com. Places are limited and the cost is €225 plus VAT. Míle buíochas, Theo.
Míle buíochas.